Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning.
Facebook might be facing a lawsuit in California over its use of facial recognition technology, but the technology itself is only becoming more ubiquitous. A London-based company, iProve, has been tapped by the Department of Homeland Security to help at US borders. The BBC's Victoria Craig reports.
So now I'm putting my face into the Oval. The screen is flashing. It says it's identifying a face, assessing liveness, and it's finished and it's successful.
After a few seconds of colors dancing across his phone screen, Andrew Budd's identity was confirmed on a test version of his app. If this were deployed in a real-life scenario, he would have authenticated that he is the person his passport says he is. But how accurate is facial recognition technology?
4 years ago, a study was done in Australia. They took trained passport officers and they presented them with passport photos and selfies, and they found that they matched the wrong people in 10.4% of the cases. Recently, I tested our system on an identity document photograph of somebody that had been taken 30 years earlier, and it didn't even hesitate.
So how does it work?
We use the screen of the personal device to illuminate the user's face for about 2.5 seconds with a rapidly changing sequence of colours, and we send video of their face back to our servers, where we look at the way that the screen illumination interacts with their face. That tells us whether we're looking at a skin-covered human face-shaped object or something else entirely. The sequence of colours that we flash on the screen is different every single time. That way we can tell that the person is really here now and that we're not looking at a replayed recording.
People, I think, are more sensitive to security risks, especially with personal data. Is any of this stored anywhere?
We process and store the face imagery on our servers in the cloud, but we have no knowledge at all of who the person actually is. Authentication and identity checking of people's faces is not about the secrecy of the face. My face is not secret. You don't need to steal my face. Just go to LinkedIn. What really matters is that the face that is being assessed is genuine.
Mr. Budd says as a European company, iProve is bound to General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, strict rules about data processing and storage. He says initially this facial verification technology will be available for registered trusted travelers, but you probably won't have to wait that long. He's aiming for a rollout by the end of next year. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.